You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. RJ writes, Dr. Dahlia, how does a 19-year-old get brainwashed to blow up a city street? Okay, he is referring to the Boston bombings that occurred last week, last Monday, by the Tsarnaev brothers. From what we understand, Zakhar is alive. He is still alive. Can't speak. Okay, he's still in custody, still in the hospital, from what I understand. Reason why he can't speak is, from what we understand, is during the standoff at the end, he tried to shoot himself in the mouth and failed to kill himself, so he's been actually writing. And from what we understand, his communications to the authorities have been such that, oh, nobody else is involved. No, you know, it's just us. And so there's been a lot of talk, I guess, about maybe the older brother, who was an Islamic extremist wanting to, Muslim extremist wanting to brainwash his younger brother into doing these acts. So RJ's writing, how do you brainwash? I mean, it's interesting. I think there's a certain age group that is more vulnerable to brainwashing, which would probably be your younger group. Okay, like your teenagers and your kids in the 20s, and of course, you know, children. We know, you know, children, especially you know, in some of these countries, that'll steal them away from their families and train them to be militia. I think once you get older, it's a lot harder, you know. But you also have to have a willingness to accept the information. You know, from what we understand, there, in addition to, I guess, being able to psychologically take control over somebody, you also need to physically take control over them, either by threats, either by being in control of what they eat, being in control of when they eat, being in control of when they sleep, and this dependency that somebody then has on a person can very easily be then transferred psychologically. You see what I mean? So a lot of times, like I said, like with these kids in these militia training camps, these guys are the ones that are now taking on the parental role. We're feeding you. We're protecting you. So they're taking on the physical aspect, and then they could take on the emotional or psychological aspect. Now that's how it kind of works a lot of times with the younger populations. Once you're older, you know, and you're like, oh, I don't need this. This is baloney. This is bullcrap. Okay. Us older folk, it's a lot harder. But, you know, some of you are shocked that, you know, two of these, and I don't want to use the word kids, okay, but these two men, 126, 119, could throw their lives away to a cause that, you know, will ultimately lead to their death if they try to commit any act in America. Why would they do that? And I think the psychological or the psychology behind that is, you know, when you have people in their 19s and 20s and tweens and early adolescent, you have this idea of, and many of us felt the same way, you know, you have this empowerment, you feel you're immortal, you feel like your life is just starting. Now, a lot of people don't realize that being in your 20s is the second state, okay? You know, you're a child, and then you go through adolescence, and then the 20s, so maybe I should say the third stage. But for a lot of us, we think it's the start of your life. And so, and we're trained that in society. We finally leave the house. Now we have to start our own lives. We even tell you, you're starting your own life. You're getting married. You're starting your own life. So because people think this is the beginning when they're in their late teens, 20s, it changes how they perceive things psychologically. They're like, well, if this is the beginning of my life, then I don't even have to think about death. I don't even have to think about buying health insurance, which is why Obamacare had to immediately try to change that, because Obamacare wanted young people paid for health insurance. Think about it. Does the average 20-year-old male really worry about health insurance? You know, the average? Okay, does he really worry about retirement? No. He's thinking he's at the start of his life. Kids don't think that. Kids don't understand they're at the start of their life. They're like, all right, well, I'm playing in SpongeBob SquarePants, whatever. But when you're in that late teen, early adulthood, you think this is the start. And thinking it's the start, you think nothing's going to happen to you. And you have the whole world, to tackle. And it's a very, very vulnerable time for somebody to come in and brainwash. Now, I don't know what these Tsarnaev brothers were thinking. I don't know if they're a part of a bigger cult. I know there's been a lot of talk on, you know, who did brainwash them, or where did they get their information, and the brother went overseas, and did he get trained? And, you know, we still have a lot more answers, and I sincerely doubt it's just those two. I sincerely doubt it's the brother coming home saying to his kid brother, all right, this is what we're going to do. I think it'll be fun. Let's do it. Why not? And this kid brother, who has his whole life ahead of him, going, okay, I mean, I think there was a lot more to this. This is a very strange, kooky scenario. And I just hope that the feds are continuing to work. I mean, I really trust them. I think they're doing a great job. But we have been seeing the sense of relief and the sense of, oh, we got them. Our attitude in the media now should be, we just got started. Okay, on getting these two. All right, this is just the start of our inquiry, our investigation, etc. So, you know, when you have these younger groups of people, like our teenagers or 20-year-olds, it's the most dangerous time for them to be brainwashed, for them to have risky behaviors. Because, like I said, they don't look at themselves like a 50 or 60 or 70-year-old would, that has responsibilities and has kids. They look at it as me, myself, and I, and it's the start of my life. So, you know, if that helps in terms of how you could psychologically influence people, you know, do you need to get into their amygdala? Do you need to? Yeah, I'm sure there's parts of the brain that you could actually tap into easier than others. I think a lot of drugs are involved, just like drug dependency. You know, that's why a lot of prostitutes are able to be brainwashed into working with their pimp, because they're dependent on them sometimes for drugs. So it's something we all kind of knew. It just had to be said. All right, when we get back, more of your medical questions, and we're going to be hitting the medical highlights. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some top news stories we're going to be getting into is how New York City is going to raise the age for tobacco purchase from 18 to 21. So those of you that join the military and come home, get a little bit of a break, right, a reprieve after doing your heroic duty overseas, comes back, no, can't buy cigarettes, sorry, you gotta wait till you're 21. I got a problem with that. I'm not a big fan of smoking. I'm not a big fan of people smoking, but I'm a huge fan of our military. And since I know a lot of my military patients, you know, have to end up smoking, and for understandable reasons, you know, I hate seeing these restrictions hurt them. We really should have a military waiver for these guys, honestly. All right, but anyway, New York City imposing more restrictions on smoking. Also, for those of you that love to breastfeed, amen. I think that's great. Breastfeeding is awesome, but I guess kids may have lower iron levels. I don't know. Maybe y'all are vegan. I don't know. I wasn't a vegan when I breastfed. You'd think my kids would be overloaded with all the steak I ate. So we'll talk about that. Also, airport delays are going to be even longer as the furlough is being expected to affect 15,000 air traffic controllers. So we'll talk about that. So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, some of you are patiently waiting. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, my name is John. I have a question about the effects of Theraquil and that herbal incense spice that people smoke and get high, kind of like a synthetic marijuana. What would the effects with those two mixed together be on someone that has mental issues?
Not good. Yeah, not good. I mean, Well, first, Seroquel. Seroquel we use, it's an antipsychotic. Well, I mean, we've used it to treat schizophrenia in kids and adults. We're even using it to treat bipolar. Off-label, some of us doctors have been using it to help people sleep. It's very sedating, and even low doses at the 25, 50 milligram dose can help people sleep. It's a tough medication to prescribe because I still like to keep an eye on people's liver. I like to make sure they get their eyes checked pretty regularly. I think there was an old study saying that Seroquel caused cataracts in dogs. Haven't really seen any eye issues with humans, but it's a pretty heavy medication. I mean, you know, once we go into the antipsychotics, these medications, and I hate calling them that because many of you that take it, you're not psychotic, but it's lumped in this class called antipsychotic. And I mean, if we're sitting there hemming and hawing over what to call the Boston Marathon bombers, if we can't call them Muslim extremists, or we're, you know, falling all over each other trying to be politically correct with that one, you would think they've come up with something better than calling these medicines antipsychotics. All right, but you know, we use Seroquel a lot, and I probably prescribed it. I don't really prescribe it much anymore. I let the psychiatrist do it. But when I first learned about the drug, I really liked it for my very anxious, anxiety patients who had trouble sleeping. So it would give them a little bit at night, and it would handle their anxiety the next day. But the reason why I stopped prescribing it is at one point insurance wasn't covering it. It was very expensive. We had a insurance company come in, kind of Gestapo style, saying these medications that you're giving, like Ambien, CR for sleep, and Seroquel, no. Would like you to prescribe more of Valium or diazepam or Xanax, Alprazolam, if you can, because it's cheaper for the patient. I go, but those are benzodiazepines. People are going to get addicted to them. I don't want to give people benzodiazepines instead of Ambien or Seroquel. So anyway, over time, I stopped prescribing it because I had trouble getting the insurance companies to pay for it, etc. Now, mind you, when you take Seroquel, we want to be very, very careful with you putting other types of substances or chemicals into your body. I mean, we know that you could already have issues like confusion, tremors, abnormal heartbeat, uncontrolled muscle movements. Now, keep in mind, these medications will all have on their prescribing information, their PI, we call it, abnormal side, you know, these side effects. They'll all say them. And I've never had a patient on Seroquel go through that. All right. But if this medication starts to cause you mood issues, agitation, start getting a little bit more hyperactive, etc., we get very, very nervous. All right. Now you throw spice onto it. Now these herbal mixtures that are kind of sprayed with THC-like substance that kind of gives you the high of marijuana. You know, some of you will hear it called K2 or skunk or Yucatan fire or just kind of fake pot. Usually they have dried, shredded plant material plus the chemical additives. So now you get this psychoactive effect. The big thing now I'm hearing with kids is mixing this with their mommy's and daddy's medication. And if mommy and daddy upstairs has Valium, has diet pills, has Seroquel, these people are getting a pretty bad high. And by bad high, meaning they're being knocked out unconscious. So, you know, I get extremely nervous when people mix anything, even if it's considered illegal, you know, or non-illegal marijuana, it's still putting something that wasn't designed to be in your body into your body. And for those of you parents that notice your kids are, you know, seeming to have a lot more potpourri, all right, and you ask your kid about the potpourri, and they're like, oh, yeah, I want to make my room smell better, you know, I'm in this whole cleaning phase, mom and dad, or I'm using the potpourri for a scientific project, I would say no. Be careful. These people are probably smoking it, okay? You know how sometimes you go to a fancy restaurant and they put a piece of leaf on your plate, right? These weird leaves. One, I don't know what it's called. It kind of looks like rosemary, but it's not. It's a kind of a big, long, maybe it is. I don't know much about plants and cooking and spices, all right? But let's say the kid had it on their plate and now it's not on their plate anymore. And you ask them, where's your leafy garnish? All right. If they say I ate it, they're probably lying. Kids don't eat garnish. My guess is they stuck it in their pocket to smoke later. All right. Kids now these days can get bombed on anything. I mean, you know, look at the spray that you use to clean off your computers. A girl died from that, getting high off of that. What the heck is going on? You know, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Scott on the line. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Sweet. Good, good. What's up?
Yeah, what? You were talking about the K2. Around here, we had called it spice. And I just kind of wanted to talk about an issue I had with it because, I'll be honest, I tried it. And one time it made my heart beat really fast, and I almost felt like I was almost going to have a heart attack. And I'm 26 years old, healthy, never had issues. And I think it's really dangerous. I don't know if you had any reports of that or anything.
Very. Oh, extremely, extremely. Didn't a teenager, she got it from a, gosh, we reported on this a couple weeks ago, where she got it from a gas station, I guess. And then she went home and she was in a coma, right, within minutes of using it. It is because, you know, remember, keep in mind, let's say you're inhaling it. Well, then it gets in, you know, it gets into your lungs. When it gets into your lungs, it's interfering with the oxygen you need. Not to mention that it could cause irritation in the lung lining. Irritation in the lung lining could put you into pulmonary edema. There's so much that could go wrong. What did it make you feel, if you don't mind my asking?
Well, if I could bring up one more thing while you're on that topic, I was noticing too, because I didn't try it that much, because I'll be honest, I smoked pot, and I really didn't like this effect, and it made my lungs feel, because I smoked cigarettes too, it, like, worse than any cigarette, anything I'd ever smoked, like, really harsh, like, I couldn't breathe, and, like, bringing out the lungs, you know. You don't know what's on that, but in the other case, when I was in my room, I had to go lay down. I was playing cards, and I almost couldn't think straight. Like, I remember I thought I had a hand I didn't have, and I almost felt like I was going to pass out. So I went to go lay down, and, you know, my heart was beating really fast. I felt, like, really anxious, and I've never had anxiety, and I've always been real mellow, laid back, and I'll be honest, it scared the crap out of me.
Wow.
And I would recommend to anyone. I mean, I really don't think it's worth trying whatsoever. I mean, I would stay away from that stuff. But, I mean, you don't know what's on it, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you ever had a good hit with it, did it even mimic marijuana?
No, to be honest with you, I thought it was very different. I only tried it about 3 times, and I think the 3rd time was when that happened. And even the first two, I didn't really like it, because I'll be honest, I couldn't, because of my job, I couldn't smoke marijuana, you know.
Of course.
Tried this out. And I'm sure this is good, because I think a lot of people try the same thing. I would say, don't do it. It's not a replacement, and, you know, I don't think it's worth it, and I would stay away from it, if you ask me.
Scott.
And that's like...
Thank you. Thank you for calling. We're coming up on a heartbreak. Don't go away, guys. We're talking about spice. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food
food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I wish he would have stayed on the line. I would have liked to talk to him. One of our callers, calling from Mississippi, wants to know, what are natural ways to get high? Now, it's interesting. No, I wouldn't laugh. I mean, this is something I think we all kind of want an answer to. Okay, I've never gotten high, but obviously there's a market for it out there, right? Okay, people want to get high. And it's not so much to get high because they got nothing better to do. There's a lot of reasons why people get high. Okay, one is they're in pain. Whether it's emotionally, physically, another is they don't like their life and that's their way to escape. We don't have time machines. We're not Marty McFly. So sometimes we want that escape. Sometimes we are stupid. Right? We're around friends. But I don't look at that. When my patients turn to spice, okay? And they're patients of mine that I see for chronic back pain or depression or et cetera. You know, I ask them why they do it non-judgingly. I'm not there to judge. You know, I'm not a judge. You know, God judges. Oh, did you guys see that? What was that that billboard? I put it up on my Facebook. It's God's job to judge the terrorists. It's our mission to arrange the meeting, signed U.S. Marines. I've seen this a lot, even with Navy SEALs, right? It's God's job to judge the terrorists. It's our mission to arrange the meeting. Amen to that. That was cute. I like that. But anyway, you know, and I ask my patients, I go, you know, what are you doing? Okay, why are you turning to pot? You know, why are you going to the alcohol? Why are you doing what you're doing? What is it? And can I help you with anything? Okay, you know, am I not doing my job? And that's why you need to go and get high. And I'm like, oh, I just can't sleep. Or, you know, I hate my job. Or, you know, every time I turn on the radio, there's this annoying doctor that's on. And she's going on and on and on about Obamacare. And I can't shut her off. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's horrible. Let me know, you know, who the heck is the radio host? Maybe I could give her a call and find out. So there's, you know, there's a lot of reasons. Just because somebody gets high, you know, me as a doctor, I don't look at them as a bad person, you know, as a hippie, no. I mean, there's obviously something going on. And, you know, so here one of my listeners wants to know, how do you naturally get high? Is there something you could do to naturally get high? Now, let's also open this up to the phone line. I don't want to be the only one talking. For those of you that know of safe, natural ways to get high, I'd like to hear from you. They may not be so safe, so I may need to set you straight, but I would like to know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What are natural ways to get high? Now, we had a mother write in a few months ago, and I didn't bring it up on air because I thought it was a little bit of a weird email. I didn't know how to incorporate it into the show, but she had written that her son masturbates a lot. I believe her son was like 15, 16 at the time. Notice a father never calls in. You know, to dads, it's like, same old, same old. But to moms, always worrying. Going, oh my gosh, oh, what's wrong with my baby? Anyway, so I guess the mom was concerned that he may be addicted to sex, addicted to masturbating. Could this lead to an addiction to drugs? Now, I don't really have a number out for any of you moms of teenagers. How often is too often for a child? But from what I've, you know, read in textbooks, okay, mind you, my kids aren't there yet. I mean, they could be. I don't even want to know if they are. But from what I understand, it could be as often as daily, a few times a day. I mean, that's just, you know, what they do. Okay, now mind you, you know, now that we have internet, now that we have Angry Birds, right, World of Warcraft, it could lessen, okay? But why were these kids doing it? Okay, why do these teenage boys masturbate? Well, one answer is because they can. Two is, yeah, it is. It's a natural high. There is a tendency for us as humans to want to find pleasure, whether it be in some Dove chocolate or aftermarket Easter candy that I've still stocked up on after Easter, where I just get to sit in my room alone eating some chocolate, causes a serotonin high. It does. Okay? Or drinking alcohol, getting that buzz from alcohol. Okay? There is a tendency for people to want that high. What's also a natural high? Winning and gambling. The reason why gambling is so addictive is because the win is such a high. Now, what is a high? For those of you that have ever gotten high before, you probably know. For those of us that don't get high, the closest thing I could say to getting high was when I was given that first shot of Demerol when I was in the hospital in labor after 5 days of labor. Now, was the euphoria from the Demerol, or was the euphoria because I had been in pain for 5 days, and the pain being taken away momentarily was euphoric enough, okay? And damn, no wonder people want to get high. Duh. All right, so, you know, here comes spice, and Of course, before that, Whiteout and Magic Markers, etc. And, generations after generations, people have been trying to come up with ways to either help them escape, make them feel good, or just, plain old get high. I mean, smoking. For some people, smoking gives them a high. Now, maybe not a psychedelic high like a narcotic could or LSD could, but it gives them the reprieve that they need. Okay, many of my ladies say the reason why I'm skinny is because I don't get hungry. And when I do get hungry, I just run and smoke. So the smoking provides them an escape from a current situation such as the hunger. You get that? So when people get high, they can get high on a variety of things. All right? So then what are some natural highs? What can you do to give yourself that high? Now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I do have a problem with us needing to continually go to that. All right? I think there should be other things. I mean, I was able to get through school, and I mean, we kind of had a lot of turmoil during my teenage years. Fire, losing your house, losing loved ones, one unfortunately overdosed in front of me, had some pretty rough growings up, very rough times, but my family loved me, and maybe that was enough for me not to decide to go and get high. Maybe there was no access. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't turn to that, and thank God I didn't. I also think a sense of religion. I think it's really uplifting when you do have a sense of religion. I don't care if you're Jewish, Christian, Mormon, Buddhist, Hindu, having that spirituality and a spiritual place to go to, all right, can sometimes substitute for you needing to go to something like spice or Whiteout or computer cleaners. I mean, cinnamon. There's a girl right now in the hospital from inhaling cinnamon. What the hell are you guys doing? I mean, is life that bad? So while all of us are, I guess, living a life that is so horrible that we need to go to drugs or we need to experience a high, before you do that, can I make some suggestions? Like, for example, going for a run. Go exercise. Go out for a run. All right. Maybe that's why I've been running, or I was running since I was 13. And that would give me enough of, I guess, an endorphin boost to not make me even think about anything else. But exercise is huge. Dance. Get some music on that you like. And it's got to be some really good music, and dance your butt off to that. I know it's nothing like ecstasy. I get that. It's probably not going to give you the same buzz like cocaine, but it sure the hell is cheaper and it's a lot more safe. A lot of people, they'll have sex. Sex is probably one of the most natural highs you could have, all right? Going for a massage. I never understood why people liked, going to a place and having a stranger, massage you, and, you have to be all undressed and all that. I guess massages also release those endorphins, all right? We're talking about natural highs. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What makes you high that's legal? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one side for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I know some of you think I should probably be a lot harder on my smokers. And the reason why I don't like to be so hard on my patients who smoke or on you all who smoke is because I think you're already, you know, getting smacked around a lot right? You know, you're already getting text more. I think we've already educated you on the disease. And I think anybody who has never been addicted to nicotine can't really understand how difficult it is to quit smoking. So, you know, when I first got out of medical school, you know, and I was, you know, wearing my glasses and, you know, I kind of, you know, pushed the bridge up my nose saying, you need to quit smoking. Smoking is bad for you. Right? You know, and I'm looking at these, you know, 60-year-old Korean or 60-something, 70-year-old Korean War vets, and had some 70, 80-year-old World War II vets, and I'm trying to tell them, you know, to quit smoking, and I'm trying to tell them, you know, that it's bad for you. All right? And these guys are looking at me like, honey, okay, you haven't been where I've been. And, you know, and then over time, of course, I have patients that smoke who weren't, you know, in the armed services, and I still extend them, you know, the courtesy of their being my elder, and, you know, I ask them nicely, and, you know, sometimes I do the pretty please, all right? But, you know, I need to realize, and I think we all need to realize, that the public wants to turn to something as an out. And even though legislatively government wants to constrict, let's say, pain pills, okay, there's rules on alcohol. As we see here with New York City, what they want to do now is legislate to change the age of smoking from 18 to 21. You know, are people just going to find another outlet? And is smoking the lesser of two evils, or is it more evil than not? You know, I mean, what we've discussed, you know, my patients who smoke pot, I'm not a fan of pot. I don't want my patients smoking pot, just like I don't want my patients smoking cigarettes. But I also have to be very honest. My patients who smoke pot, they don't seem to be coming in asking for the Valium. Okay? They don't seem to be alcoholics. They don't seem to be overeating. All right? I know everybody says, oh, you know, marijuana gives you the munchies. I got to tell you, my marijuana smoking group seems to, not that I run a group, but my, you know, group of patients who, a group of patients who smoke marijuana, they're kind of slim. They're not turning to eating. You know, maybe our obesity epidemic isn't an obesity epidemic, and it isn't Coca-Cola's fault or Hostess's fault, but it's because these people are trying to get high. And their high or their escape is comfort food. I mean, for me, it's chocolate. I don't smoke. I don't like to drink. I know I like to make a lot of jokes about it. And, you know, yeah, daiquiris and margaritas look pretty damn good. But no, I mean, I got to work during the day. So what do I do to get me through the day? I have a stash of chocolate. All right? So who am I to say that I'm better than anybody else because I don't have an addiction and I don't get high? What the hell is the chocolate stash? All right, and I don't hide the chocolate stash because I'm embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed. I hide it because I don't want my kids eating my chocolate and then might not having a piece of chocolate when I need it. Now, I'm not addicted to chocolate. There's no chocolate, not a big deal. You know, I may then, you know, take a sip of some, you know, sweetened iced tea or something like that if I feel like I need my sugar fix. But that's what it is. It's a sugar fix. So whether you smoke, whether you drink alcohol, whether you like the, you know, pubertal kid that masturbates all the time, all right, it's in our natural psychological and evolutionary tendencies to seek something gratifying, all right? That's how humans survived and animals survived, because of hunger, all right? When you're hungry and you get to eat something, it's a high. So we have been experiencing highs through a variety of different things. Now, where it gets dangerous is when you start to make up your own concoction of things to get high. When you use some esoteric chemical to get high, when you use an illegal substance to get high, or if your own particular habit or fix spews things out into the environment that could hurt others. Okay, smokers are not going to be left alone because people around them could be hurt, okay? And it's a shame, right? Same thing with alcohol. People will say, well, I'm just drinking the alcohol, it's just going into my stomach. Yeah, but if you get behind a car, right, if you, you know, get mad at the kids, yes, that could hurt other people. So I think, you know, we in the medical society need to, and just as society in whole, need to realize that there is always going to be a need, there is always going to be a market for somebody getting high. Now, I don't particularly think a pharmaceutical company coming up with a happy pill that we all take is good either. I think you need to hurt in order to heal. All right? I mean, I think, you know, growing up the way many of us have grown up made us stronger today and make us appreciate a lot of the smaller things in life. And so I don't think kids should be handed everything on a silver platter. I don't think they should be, mollycoddled. I think they should do some work on a farm. I think they should go to work. I think they should buy their own transportation. They should pay their own car insurance. They should work towards helping the family put money into the pot, you know, for family dinners, etc. I mean, that's the way life is, okay? You got a little community. I'm not saying you have to go for communism, and I don't think you have to, you know, take on Obamacare as your sole purpose in life. But you know, knowing that, you know, family comes first, and you help others within your family and within your community, et cetera. And you know, these are things that are a part of life. And I think what happens is we shelter our kids. We shelter our teens to the point where they don't see anything bad. And once, you know, sad things start to happen, they need to go and turn to something. And what do they turn to? They turn to the drugs, or they turn to the liquid paper or the whiteout or the whatever. So I don't know what the right answer is, but we can't start to deal with the problem unless we know what the issue is and unless we understand people. I mean, I'm not a psychologist. I'm a family doctor. As you can see, I'm not, you know, that highly versed in psychology, but I understand the person enough, and we were trained to understand the human psyche enough so that we could understand how to treat a person, okay? If you don't understand how a person thinks, you won't be able to fight the problem. Just like with these two kids, the 26-year-old and 19-year-old Tsarnaev brothers, okay? I know everybody's crying death penalty. I agree. This kid deserves the death penalty if he doesn't already die from his self-inflicted wounds. But let's interrogate the hell out of him and find out where all this came from, where this started, and who else is planning something next. All right? We got to get into their minds. You know, for days, nobody has admitted that they were Muslim extremists. And from what I was listening to with one of the news commentators, nobody wants to bring that, you know, people had wanted to delay bringing that up because they thought there would be a backlash towards our Muslim communities, etc., or Muslim Americans who are living among us right now. And she was saying, how do you, though, fight the problem if you don't identify who is the one behind, who is the one that masterminded this particular attack? Okay, you can't keep your head in the sand. You can't not name it. Okay, you have to name what's going on, and you have to identify what's going on. And our progression towards political correctness, or try not to use taboo words like addiction or extremist, I think it's just hurting us. I think we need to call it like it is. All right, if somebody is a fanatic, if somebody is an extremist, call it that. Okay, you know, you're not going to hurt everybody else's feelings, because most of the Muslim Americans I know, they aren't extremists. Okay, you know, you're only going to insult those who are probably the bad guys anyway. All right, but most of the non-extremists, the Muslims, Jews, Christians that are out there, they won't get insulted because they know you're not talking about you. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.